اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program.
Thank
it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. As always, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. As I said, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music of the Noble Quran, which is, of course, miraculous. Previously, we talked about how the words of the Noble Quran are related to each other and the usage of the words in the Noble Quran. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's continue our discussion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For today's program, I want to talk about how the words in the Quran, they are used very carefully in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to us that certain words mean the same and they're synonyms. But in fact, Quran points out the difference of certain words and emphasizes that, for example, we should say this and not that, even though they seem to be similar, but the Quran emphasizes that they're different. And you should not mistake one word for another. For example, in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 14, Allah says in this verse, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا. Allah says in this verse that the Bedouins, the Arabs, said that we believe, آمَنَّا. But Allah commands His Prophet to say, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Tell them that they have not believed. وَلَكِنْ قُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Say that you have submitted yourself to God. So there is a difference between Islam and Iman. Allah continues saying, وَلَمَّا يَدُخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Belief has not entered your hearts. So we know that the place of faith is in the hearts. If you just say the shahadatain and you declare yourself as a Muslim, it does not mean that you have become a mu'min, a believer. So there is a difference, and Allah points out this difference. We have another verse, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 104. Allah says, وَأَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقُولُوا رَاعِنَا وَقُولُوا انظُرْنَا. So Ra'ina has a different meaning than unzurna. Ra'ina has a bad meaning, has a negative connotation, while unzurna has a positive connotation. Okay, Yusuf Ali in his translation of the Quran says, saying not to the messenger words of ambiguous import, but words of respect, and hearken to him. To those without faith is a grievous punishment. Just like I said, it has an ambiguous import, while unvorna has
a positive connotation.
It's a word of respect. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Dear audience, stay tuned. We'll be right back after a short break. Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And now it's time to listen to the recitation of Sayyid Mutawalli Abdul Al, reciting verse 34 of Surah Al-Luqman. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفسك ماذا تكسب غدا إن وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you just listened to the recitation of verse 34 of Surah Al-Luqman, recited by Sayyid Mutawalli Abdul Al. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very beautiful verse. It begins with how Allah has knowledge of the hour, as-sa'ah. And here it means the day of judgment, when the hour comes, the last day, the final day, the day of resurrection and day of judgment. So only Allah knows when the day of judgment is going to come. So this is one of the instances of knowledge that only Allah is aware of. عِلْمُ السَّاعَ. Then he says, وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. He is the one who sends down rain. Mm-hmm. This is very important. Rain has a lot of blessing. And so yes, it is Allah. He's the one who causes rain to pour down.
Mm-hmm.
وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. He knows what's in the wombs. Okay. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. Again, this is a really important fact, is that no one knows what will happen tomorrow, what he will earn tomorrow.
Future.
The future. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتِ. See, all of these are related to the unlimited and infinite knowledge of Allah, which he begins with the, he says that he has knowledge of the Day of Judgment. And these instances of knowledge are nothing compared to it. They're a lot easier for Allah to know them. And that is why he mentions these. وَمَا تَذْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No one knows in what land they're going to die. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah has knowledge of all of these.
Yes.
So it's like a pyramid, right? It starts with إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَ, and it comes down to one's death. And they don't know in which land they're going to die. We could compare it to a pyramid, because it starts with the most important knowledge and it gradually comes down.
Yes. Now let's talk about tajweed, dear brother.
Okay, in this verse we have ha'ud damir, a masculine pronoun, third person pronoun, with ishba'. Ishba' takes place, and it's in the word 'indahu. We have the ha, which is actually pronounced like a wawul med. And we said that ishba', which means satiation, takes place when a ha'ud damir is preceded by a letter with a haraka,
not sukun,
not a long vowel, like a med, like an aliful med or ya'ul med. And so here we can see that before the ha'ud damir, there is a fatha. So we have to apply ishba. عِنْدَهُ. And ishba is something that helps us pronounce the ha more easily, because it's more difficult to pronounce the ha without ishba than with ishba.
And to continue reciting.
Yeah. For example, if you say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ. See, it doesn't sound right.
Yes.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ.
This is the same pace, actually.
عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ. See?
If we
it's
say,
like in, too in many the... short vowels right after another.
Mm-hmm.
So here we need a long vowel so that it becomes easier for us to pronounce the ha.
And to pronounce with the same pace, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن
الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.